Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. I've got the Good Vibe Tribe, of course. A lot of talk about the Celtics game last night. Some of us may have stayed up a little bit late to watch the double overtime loss, and some of us may have dipped into the tequila while watching the double overtime loss. And then a special treat today, a brand new War of the Roses. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. In case you missed it, the Celtics lost last night in double overtime to the Toronto Raptors, Game 7.
And the refs, the Raptors and the refs. It's a joint effort.
Oh, it was brutal. It was brutal. I have a bunch of audio I'm editing right now. We're going to play later on in the show. It's me and my wife and my son. I just turned it on and started recording us. And I have the end of the game, the end of the second overtime, and the end of the first overtime, you know, all of it. And I'm listening back to it right now. And my wife is hysterical. She's like, they're named after dinosaurs. So we'll have that later on in the show.
That's her takeaway?
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yep.
Good enough.
Yep. So, Game 7 will be tomorrow. And if the Celtics win that, they will go on to the Eastern Conference Final for like the third time in the past 4 years, and it would be against the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe right now, though.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And the Good Vibe Tribe is brought to you by our good friends at Coca-Cola. A 20-year-old college kid in Vermont has been quarantining with his grandparents this summer, and they let him build a roller coaster in their backyard.
That is the coolest grandparents ever.
He said it's something he's always talked about doing as a kid, so they said, go for it. His 83-year-old grandfather got to be the first to ride it. Go look it up. It is amazing.
I don't know if I'd want to be the first person to ride a homemade roller coaster. I want to see it work a couple times.
Grandpa was there. He supervised. It's cool.
Well, yeah.
Cool.
Let the old guy ride it first. Yeah. He's lived his life. A woman who flew to Singapore with her kid to quarantine for 2 weeks when they arrived, they lucked out on the living arrangements. The government randomly assigned them to a room at the Ritz-Carlton.
You know what? Sometimes you just need to stay at the Ritz, and that's that.
Road signs with short inspirational poems have been popping up across the country, like one on the side of a highway in Minnesota that says, remember the time sitting by so much water when we all just laughed. And an unnamed artist has been putting them up and posting photos on Instagram. Let's see. What else do I have here, Kennedy?
I don't know.
The pandemic has led to a resurgence in sales of this. What do you think it is?
Beach chairs. No, we got to think fall now. Christmas decorations or Halloween decorations.
Guitars.
Oh, I can see that.
Yes. Everybody's trying to look for a new hobby that they can do indoors. And the CEO of Fender says, I would never have predicted we would be looking at a record year. There's an 84-year-old in Tokyo who is the world's oldest adult film star, and she's upset because of the pandemic. She says, I haven't been able to shoot since last fall. She says she's still staying ready for whenever production can start up again.
Well, we all have our own personal struggles, I guess.
Have you heard of Zoom Towns, Kennedy?
A Zoom Town?
Yes.
No.
Real estate in Zoom Towns has been taking off during the pandemic. Zoom Towns are places that are great to live in when you're working remotely and more affordable than big cities.
Oh, so how a lot of people have kind of moved out?
Moved out.
Moved to the burbs
people
and such.
People are leaving the cities
going
because
to the New Hampshire.
That is it.
I thought it was just a lot of people on Zoom.
No, no.
Like you made your own town?
Like a Zoom town. It's like a community online. Do people get together?
Do you think they had their own democracy and governments and things of this nature?
Sure.
I just want to hear this theme song to the TV show, Zoom.
Zooma, 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 Zoom.
And cuffing season, Kennedy.
It is cuffing season, but you can't do that in COVID.
Well, it's not cuffing season normally. So this year, though, it looks like it's going to be starting sooner for you. You know, cuffing season is that part of the year where you get a relationship going for the holidays. It usually starts in November, but because of uncertainty with the pandemic, it is already happening. Get on the cuffing season train.
I can't. You can't bring random people into your life right now.
Wear a mask.
I don't think you understand how cuffing season works, but that's cool, cool, cool.
Kennedy, what do we have for audio here?
So there's an 11-year-old,
yes.
And he decided to spend his summer at his lemonade stand in Hampton, Virginia, and he decided to raise money to buy diapers, wipes, and other supplies for single moms who needed help, and he has donated over 22,000 diapers.
It was heart-touching. I almost cried myself when she gave me a hug and started crying. After that, that made me just want to keep doing it.
You are helping so many people, you have no idea. I lived in a church home. And coming from where I came from, and now here, it's because of people like you. People gave me diapers, you know? You're an amazing young man, and you can go far.
That is awesome. What a sweet, sweet kid.
What'd you do today?
Yeah, little kids with lemonade stands and old war vets walking around the backyard.
They're the ones that are the heroes.
That's the story of the pandemic.
All right, the Good Vibe Tribe again is brought to you by our awesome friends at Coca-Cola.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, everybody, say good morning to Courtney, who is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Courtney.
Courtney? Oh, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
It's early.
I'm well, thank you.
How are things going with you? Why do you need to do War of the Roses today?
Okay, so the long story short, my boyfriend said he was going to go to the Cape for his, like, annual boys trip, and he's been doing it, you know, for, like, 5 years. On Labor Day weekend, so it's like a big tradition, and like no wives or girlfriends or kids, and I'm cool with that because we actually just moved into a new place together, and I wanted to like have some things set up and, you know, just kind of like make it into our little home.
Okay.
So he's telling me that he would like try to like, you know, text me or call me when he could, but there wouldn't be good reception and whatever. So I'm like, no problem. It's just a long weekend.
Well, maybe if you got down to like Provincetown, like out on Cape Cod National Seashore, if he's in that area.
Sure. Cool.
There's reception can be spotty.
Stop it.
A little benefit of the doubt. What's your boyfriend's name, by the way, Courtney? What's his name, by the way?
His name is Keith.
Keith, okay. You're concerned because he's not going to be able to text you that he's lying to you?
Well, listen, I ended up going to get drinks with a girlfriend one night this weekend, and I was Venmoing her some money after, and then I saw that my boyfriend had sent a Venmo to a girl that I didn't recognize.
Tell me that you went searching for her.
Absolutely, you know. I did some digging, obviously. The Venmo transaction tells it all. The payment caption was like, our little getaway.
Shut up.
He didn't make that private?
Exactly. No.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Like, that's the whole, yeah, like that threw me into like a complete spiral. And I went on Facebook and I found her and she posted a photo with a drink that I could have sworn was a scotch, my boyfriend's favorite drink.
Okay. I'm with you now. I'm 100% in on you.
Okay. Let's see if we can get Keith on the phone. Again, be very quiet. Kennedy is going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offering up the 12 long-stemmed red roses. We have had the summer of love. It has been a long time since we've had a brand new War of the Roses.
Now I'm a little nervous to be Shelly.
Yes. So you remember how to do this, Shelly?
I think so, yeah.
All right, let me see if I can get him on here. be very quiet while this is happening. Okay, Courtney?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak with Keith?
Speaking.
Hi, Keith. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and I want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Roses?
Yep.
Random, but that actually would be awesome right now.
Okay, cool. So I just need to start with the card. So if you could give me a name.
Sure. Can you please send them to Julie?
Okay. And what would you like the card to say to Julie?
That's right. You were worth skipping boys' weekend.
Oh, wow. You skipped a whole boys' weekend for her?
Yeah.
You really like her, huh?
Oh, yeah. You have no...
What's that?
You got to be shitting me. I'm not worth skipping boys' weekend for, your girlfriend of 3 years, but this girl is?
Keith?
I can't believe this right now.
Get him.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, Courtney. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, Courtney. Keith.
What is happening?
Keith.
Yes?
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, something we call War of the Roses, and that's Courtney there on the phone, and apparently... You got some problems there, buddy.
Yeah, wake up, sleepy eyes. You're busted.
Let me dumb this down for you, babe. I saw the Venmo payment from this chick. You got bagged. You made me feel so guilty about this boys' weekend for months. All I wanted to do was for us to spend time in our new place, to make some dinner together, to just whatever, you know? And all you want to do is actually just leave and just go banging some random during a damn pandemic nonetheless? Like, are you crazy?
You're,
who am I with? Seriously.
You're crazy. That girl was just one of the guy's girlfriends. She came for dinner one night when we were down there.
You think I'm absolutely an idiot, right? The payment's at our little getaway.
Did it have an eggplant emoji?
Oh, jeez, please.
I saw the photo of your scotch, too. You're a class act. I hope it tasted like
my God, you're good. Like, I don't know what your
deal is.
You
have nothing to say, huh? Huh? Seriously?
I just told you. It was one of the guys' girlfriends.
No, it wasn't. That didn't sound like some lobster rolls with the guys. That's not what you were doing. You sound like you were at some cheap-ass, shacked-up motel room with some girl. I just, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and try to get you to confess when I already know. I'm going to leave all your shit on the sidewalk. I'm out.
So,
bro.
Courtney's gone, Keith.
I guess I should have made that Venmo private, huh?
Duh.
All right, buddy.
I hung up on him.
So we're back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So we are nearing the Paris Hilton documentary, This Is Paris, coming out on YouTube September 14th. But a lot of new information has dropped. I think people are getting advanced things to watch and they're letting it spill. Yeah. In the documentary, Paris's sister Nikki says she doesn't know Paris as the character she's portrayed. In fact, she's almost the opposite, like a boy at heart. To Nikki, Paris is a girl that wears sweats every day and does not use that baby voice. She says when her family moved to New York City, that's when she really became Paris. She was addicted to the nightlife, and that's what sent her to all the boarding schools where had her belongings taken away and she had to do manual labor. And as we've discussed before, she's escaped many times from them.
Right.
She claimed she was emotionally, verbally, and physically abused by 5 men in her past, pulling up shocking photos of herself from 2004 that made headlines when she was shown with a bloody lip and bruises on her arms. Recalling the incident, she said she was trying to leave a guy's house after an argument when things got physical, and that wasn't the first time. Mm. She also talked about 2004 sex tape, saying that she felt like she was being electronically raped and insists it didn't leak on purpose. She said that was a private moment of a teenage girl not in her right headspace. But everyone was watching it and laughing like it was something funny. She reveals she has very bad insomnia, sparked by a recurring nightmare based on real-life events that makes her scared to go to bed. The incident in question, she says, two people came into her room, pulled her out of bed to take her to one of those schools. She thought she was being kidnapped. So, like, scared straight type stuff.
Yeah.
She opens up about her goal of making $1 billion, her thoughts on having kids, her past dating struggles, and why she has a giant collection of laptops.
How does she make her money other than, you know, her family money and her DJing and stuff? Like, what does she have?
I'm sure she has a bunch of endorsements, like a lot of other celebrities do,
yeah,
right?
She made a ton of money back doing the
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, I know Kim Kardashian, they have their brands and lines and whatever.
Does Paris probably has, I think she has a fragrance line. Mm-hmm. She probably has all that stuff, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
It's just, I think, it seems like it's not that important to her right now.
No.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, Kevin Spacey in a bit of trouble still, more. Just adding on.
Yeah.
Kevin Rapp is the man who accused Kevin Spacey of sexually assaulting him as a teenager, is suing him along with another plaintiff who has an additional claim. Rapp and the other man, who is remaining anonymous, filed their paperwork in New York City. Rapp said he met Spacey in 1986 while performing on Broadway in Precious Sons. He was 14 when Kevin invited him to a party at his home and it got inappropriate. He claims the incident caused him psychological injuries, severe emotional distress, humiliation, fright, anger, depression, and anxiety. In addition, he says that the experience forced him to step away from his work as an actor and feels he'll be compelled to spend tons of money for medical expenses to recover for it. The other plaintiff, he was also 14 and an acting student, and alleges he went all the way with Spacey. In the suit, he claims he resisted Spacey's repeated attempts to hook up with him before he was able to flee his apartment. So that's going to be next. So we told you on Dancing with the Stars that Carol Baskin is coming. She's going to be one of the quote-unquote stars. And they did a bit of a press conference yesterday. She spilled the tea on her first dancing number. It's right where you think it is.
Kennedy.
Could it be anything else?
She said, I was just approved yesterday to release that we're doing Eye of the Tiger, so I'm very excited about that. She said, they were asking about the outfit. She said, I'm sitting in my car outside of costuming right now, and I gave them the instructions that no fur, no feathers, no leather, and anything else. But she doesn't care how wild they go. She just wants to have a blast. I can't wait to see what they come up with, and I can't believe we're celebrating a woman who fed her husband to animals.
Yeah. This is
allegedly.
I'm surprised Survivor allowed them to use it. I guess maybe they get the publicity. They don't care.
I
wouldn't want my song tied to that woman.
I know we keep saying...
You wouldn't want it on Dancing with the Stars that goes to millions of people every day? Sure you would.
No, that song has been good for them. I don't know. I wouldn't want it attached
to her. I know we
keep
saying like 2020 can't get weirder, but I really cannot believe this woman is going to be on national television.
I just can't imagine she has any rhythm.
No.
She's stiff. I'm stiff.
Like when you look at that woman, you're not like, yeah, she can tango.
All right. You guys say that, but you remember the pictures of her and her husband dressed up like animals and he was on a leash? She does some stuff. I'm just saying.
That doesn't make her a good dancer.
I feel like she's kind of like the Tin Man.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
A little grease.
Yeah, murder doesn't make you loose. It makes you tight.
She's got the stress of the dead bodies on her shoulders.
She looks
around.
Really stressed. All you cool cats and kittens, she could care less.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Celtics have to shoot a three. Tatum launches it to Smart. Smart catches, Smart turns, puts up the three. Off the mark, rebound knocked out of bounds. And it's Toronto ball with 0.5 of a second remaining. Smart had a fairly good look.
So that was the double overtime loss last night. Boston Celtics, Toronto Raptors, game 7 tomorrow.
Yep.
And to say that my family and I had a night watching this game would be a little bit of an understatement.
Do you all sit together and watch all games, or is it usually just you?
No, it's usually just... But when the Celtics are in the playoffs, pretty much everybody's in because they, you know, Barrett and Lana love the Celtics too.
Yep.
The more important the game, the more I want to be alone.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to focus on it.
I feel that.
My family was like, come out and watch it with us. I was like, no, I want to scream shirtless in my room for 3 hours.
Well, we do that as a family, Dan. And
there's a scene I'm not getting out of my head right now. Right.
Let it marinate, Kennedy.
Lucky for you, I recorded what happened while this. Oh, you know, the game ended tied, then overtime, then double overtime, and the loss.
Tie game.
How many? They're not going to score right now. What do you do?
It's a tie game. You go for it.
Okay.
Get it! Oh, no foul! How do you not call the foul? Jump ball! Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
guy. Yeah. Hey, he fouls more than anybody in the game.
Oh!
Wow. Wait, is that true? Does he foul more?
Yes, that guy is a hack.
Okay.
He's a hack.
We're going to use names, or we're just going to say that guy?
No, who?
I don't know who he was talking
Kyle
about.
Kyle Lowry, that's who.
Kyle Lowry might be my least favorite person on the planet right now, Kennedy.
Public enemy number one, Kyle Lowry.
He'll catch these hands in Toronto, no problem. I can't go there right now because Canada won't let me in because I'm an American. And, you know, we're dealing with all this, but next time.
Their fake blue money with the queen on it. Stupid.
Land it! Hit it! Oh! Where's the foul?
Oh, my gosh.
Raptors are like dinosaurs.
Yes, raptors are dinosaurs.
Go! Go!
Go! Yeah, finally we get a foul.
Like, the game is over if we don't get a basket.
No kidding, Carson. We're playing these prehistoric animals.
I love her.
Oh, yes, the foul!
Yeah! No, stop!
Wow! Double overtime! Whoa!
Double ring.
Oh, let's
what does
go!
It mean?
Let's go!
It means the refs are hacks.
Who is that guy shooting the ball, Powell? How the heck do you not give the ball to Kyle Lowry? Powell? Like, that's your play?
Powell is about 5,500.
I just like, this is an example of why their coach is trash. Pass! Hey, Shaq. His name is Daniel Tice, Shaq.
That wasn't
your ball. Foul, 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 foul. Thank you. Put some respect on my name.
Respect?
Yeah, challenge it. Go ahead.
Respect?
Go ahead.
Respect.
Put some respect on my name. It's a foul.
I think
yes, yes. Let's go, Marcus. MVP.
By the way, this
guys,
is
Marcus need to MVP. Get it together.
Without the game being on, it's just yelling without context.
Right. Put some respect on my name. Barrett's like, my name? My name?
And I have neighbors. Like, my house is connected to my neighbor's
of course.
House, and it's now 9:30 at night, and this is us.
Oh, we're playing Marcus. Marcus, MVP.
You don't have no voice tomorrow. I don't want to hear it.
How many double more, triple more overtime?
Now we're trying to get how many double more, triple.
If I may,
yes.
How many margaritas did she have?
Yeah.
How many
boxes of wine?
I'm not judging. I'm just asking. And he's not answering.
How many double more, triple.
The limit does not exist, Kennedy.
Wow.
6 seconds left. We have got this.
About that.
You see what had happened was.
Yeah.
It's all the Raptors win, and their season is still alive.
And there it is.
Everybody got so quiet. Barrett's like, is there another game?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, guys. So today is National Suicide Prevention Day within the week, within the month.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say that if you need help, it is out there. 800-273-8255 is the best number to call. And Demi Lovato, of course, has always been open about her mental health struggles. And she signed on to be a spokesperson for the online therapy platform Talkspace, which, if you don't know what it is really great. If maybe you don't have insurance or you can't get therapy or it's too mm-hmm. expensive or what, it's a great place to start. She did an interview with Good Morning America. And if you've seen this interview anywhere else, the clickbait is Demi Lovato is ashamed of her past. Which really isn't what she said.
No.
And is a terrible takeaway because she says so many wonderful things. She said she was embarrassed of the things she went through, the things that she might have done.
Of course.
To get here. But she said so many other wonderful things and giving some help to people who might be struggling today.
When you are struggling, sometimes you tend to seek out permanent solutions for temporary problems, but those have lasting impacts that make a ripple effect in so many people's lives. And there are people there that love you and care about you and that will answer the phone if you call. And if they're not there for you, put on my music.
It's really bad. You can't hear it very well.
Yeah, wow. Sound quality.
Entity. She basically said, folks don't get help. They sometimes seek permanent solutions for temporary problems, and that can affect many lives. There are people that love you and care about you, and they will answer the phone if you call. And if they're not there for you, put on my music, and I'll be there.
Yes.
Oh. So that was
very well said. Mm.
So.
Yes.
Let's take you back to the end of it. Keeping with
I've been waiting for this.
The Wayback Machine.
It's a young Ryan Seacrest deciding that he wants to be an executive producer or something.
Yep.
And we think, oh, Ryan, what are you going to do? Oh, my God, right? So basically, he decided to talk to Kris Jenner, and this is what happened.
I, as a producer at the time, was looking for my first series to produce. We met, and I remember they were going to do a barbecue at their house. And she said, why don't you send a camera up and shoot this barbecue?
Yes.
I said, great, we'll do that. We don't own a camera. So
we don't own a camera.
We had to go get a camera from Best Buy. And there was, you know, there was yelling, there was laughter, there were hugs. It was all of the ingredients to make a great show.
So yeah, they had to go to Best Buy. The world's biggest show on the planet. Well, had to get a camera from Best Buy.
You fake it till you make it, Kennedy.
That is unbelievable.
You fake it till you make it.
So they did 7 minutes of stuff, and they took that to E, and they were like, no, this is not interesting. And Ryan was like, it is, it is. Mm-hmm. He got on the phone with the head of E, and the rest is history.
I had no idea he was even involved with that show.
What?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there it is.
How many jobs does he have?
Yes. The answer is good for him.
Like, give some other people jobs.
He's a hustler. He has made it happen. And some sound.
He's taking all the jobs.
Hold on, wait. That Seacrest is on the phone right now.
He wants to produce the Carson and Kennedy show.
No, he wants to give you a job. He's going to give you his job, co-host of the Kelly and Ryan show.
Ah.
It's now Kelly and Dan.
It'd be better.
Congratulations.
I mean, you want to hate him, but he made all that stuff happen. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He really did. He manifested it. And Ronald Calice Bell, the singer, songwriter, and saxophonist from Kool & the Gang, died yesterday at the age of 68 at his home at the U.S. Virgin Islands. Y'all know Kool & the Gang?
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Come on!
These were all my roller skating songs back in the day.
100%.
These will still get a wedding packed on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
So sad news, but we still have his music and it will live on forever. That's what I got, Carson.
Oh, what about that one? Remember that one?
Hot? Don't start with me with Joanna.
You want me to play Joanna? Is that what you said?
I love when older people do this and they get really excited about something.
Now, you know what? Hey,
what you know about this, young blood?
Hey, Dan, 10 years, this is you.
What you know about this? It's my time. Let me show you something, young blood.
It reminds me of ski club in middle school.
Wow.
And we went to a place called Mount Trashmore to ski down because it used to be a trash dump. And then they just made it nice and put snow on it and then used to ski on it.
Okay, that's incredible.
Get down on it. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Yes. Listen to some Kool & the Gang today is what we're saying.
Young people.
Educate yourselves. Get some knowledge.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
Jungle Boogie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.